Books and Arts.
Disney goes back to the future. An old new world. Live-action remakes of classic cartoons are one of the most lucrative innovations in cinema.
In January 1991, Jeffrey Katzenberg, then chairman of Walt Disney Studios, sent a 28-page memo to his colleagues, entitled "The World is Changing, Some Thoughts on Our Business." It lamented that the studio had lost its way. The finances were sound. Disney had outdone its competitors at the box office the year before, but Mr. Katzenberg felt the company was unduly focused on blockbusters. It should be less fixated on big budgets, big names, and whizzy effects, he urged, and concentrate on developing original ideas and executing them well. People don't want to see what they've already seen, he said. Our job is not to count on recycled formulas, but to create and develop fresh new stories. His advice now seems quaint. Of the 10 most expensive films ever made, Disney is responsible for 6. In 2012, the studio hired Alan Horn as its chairman after a successful stint at Warner Brothers, where he had devoted a hefty share of the budget to a handful of event films, such as the Harry Potter series. If the average American only sees around 5 movies a year, he reasoned, they are most likely to opt for something of high production value, be it because of the story or the stars involved or the special visual effects. That approach can backfire. One calculation by Stephen Follows, a film consultant, implies that half of Hollywood productions with budgets over $100 million lose money. When Mr. Horn arrived at Disney, it was lurching towards 2 of the worst ever box office flops, John Carter, 2012, and The Lone Ranger, 2013, a pair of untried action stories, lost around $200 million each. But since then, the studio seems to have found a magic formula, extravagant remakes of animated fantasies that audiences already love. Discounting Mr. Katzenberg's dim view of blockbusters can evidently be risky, but big bets seem safer if filmmakers eschew his yen for novelty too, or so Disney's recent record suggests.